Jamal Green is here, activist, former Chicago mayoral candidate. Jamal, I understand you were in Kenosha yesterday and met with Trump supporters. So what was the mood in Kenosha, first of all? It's hard to generalize the mood of a city, but it is a smaller city. What was it like?
Yeah, well, let me just say Kenosha is a nice town. And, you know, unfortunately, we're there under unfortunate circumstances. A young man, Jacob Blake, was shot in the back 7 times. And so we were down there to support the family, as the family asked me to come in and support an initiative that they were doing. And Trump just happened to be coming to town. And so we decided to stop by, the school where there were a lot of people gathered. And to meet up with some other friends, and we got in and we started engaging with some supporters and dialogue. And what we saw was a lot of people there don't understand that white privilege, and they're super Trump supporters without masks. As if you guys seen the front pages of the Tribune or New York Times, you see the lady is definitely violating my space. I'm glad I have my mask on. But, they believe it's a hoax, and they don't believe they have white privilege, and they don't believe that, they believe that, anybody, no matter what their color is, would live if they comply with police, which is just not true.
Okay, so the first question is, and it's the most important question, is how is the family doing? And how is he doing? What's an update from the hospital? Do you have one? And did you speak with the family?
Yeah, Jacob is still recovering. As you know, he's paralyzed from the waist down, and he's still recovering and making it through. I was with his uncle yesterday, and they were doing a black club party for him and bringing everybody together to just love on each other and feed people. And they also gave $20,000 to small businesses that were looted in Kenosha. So, the family is strong, and they're fighting, and we got a long way to go. Jacob is recovering, and we're on to the next step to fighting towards justice.
You know, his mom, I don't recall her first name, but I heard her speak. And
Jackie.
And she sounded... oh, my gosh, so incredibly articulate, and said everything I'd want to say, kind of, except she said it, and said it oh so well. Was that your impression of her as well?
So what was the last statement she said? I'm sorry.
What she said is that, in essence, to put it in a phrase, we're all the same, we're all people. Those are my words, not hers, but that's the essence of what she said. And she said it in such an articulate way. Did you find her to be as I found her to be just watching on television?
Yeah. I think, one thing about Jacob is that he was definitely blessed with a great family and even has a lineage to folks who are fighting on civil rights. And so his mother and father are both strong people, really believe that the world could be a better place if we all work together. Miss Jackson, her name is Julia Jackson, she, is such a strong person. She was in town in Chicago the day before yesterday, and she's been meeting with many civil rights leaders and many folks that are on the ground that are fighting in their own ways to help get justice. And we're looking towards moving forward an organization here in Chicago with the Blake family at some point to try to stop more situations like this from happening. And so I talked about that with his uncle yesterday. So they're fighting. They're fighters. They're not people just sitting on the sidelines. They're not people just sitting and waiting. They're every day. They're all working, trying to figure out how we can make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. And I just got to give them great credit for that.
Indeed. Jamal, I need to ask you a question. So I was watching or reading reports, and maybe I heard it wrong or maybe I read it wrong. So now I've got you here. After the riots, I am not talking about the peaceful protests, and I don't know what else to call them. You can call it civil unrest, but it was riots. that were happening in Chicago. From what I recall, you said we, meaning, because I'm not African American, we brought this on ourselves. I want to know if maybe I misunderstood.
No, I don't know.
So can you explain what you meant?
Maybe. If I ever said anything like that as far as bringing anything on ourselves, I'm talking about the city of Chicago and I'm talking about the government. And at the end of the day, we have to focus on the root problem of why folks are protesting, rioting, looting, etc. No matter if you agree or not with any of the ways that people are utilizing that anger. And I disagree with some forms, you disagree with some forms, everybody's going to disagree with some forms. But the reality is that the root of all of those different things are probably the same. And if we don't start addressing the root problem of why there is, the protesting and rioting and looting, then all you're going to do is have it again when our kids are here. From, you know, in 20 years and 30 years or 40 years, our kids will be fighting and doing the same things that we're doing today. We have to really focus on changing the systems that are in place. We got to focus on investing into neighborhoods. We got to focus in on investing in the people instead of police and property. And what you'll see is more productive citizens, better neighborhoods, less problems, less violence, no police brutality, and more people living their daily lives. And that will curb all of the rioting, looting, protesting, et cetera. So let's get to the promised land and let's stop focusing on one issue and saying, oh, look at what they're doing, or they're looting. We could do all of that all day. But if we don't focus on the root problem, it's going to happen again. We've seen it twice this year, and it's not the last time because we're not focused on why.
Oh, well, people who are old enough have seen it over a course on and off of their lifetime.
Yes.
And there's no question. Yeah, there's no question about that. But are you in any way defending the violence that did occur not only in Chicago but cities around the country?
Listen, as many people know me, I don't defend any violence. Okay, and what I'm saying is that we got to have a larger conversation about all of the looting that's happening in America. Let's not just talk about one form of looting. I disagree with all forms of looting, but the reality is that these people out here that are stealing from stores can't do enough looting to catch up with the looting that's been done to them, okay? And so everybody's been looting. The government's been looting and hoarding resources. These capitalists have been hoarding and looting and paying for the lowest wages while they're making billions. We can go all the way down the line and put problems on everybody. When organizations and companies and government people commit crimes, they got to pay fines, you know. But these folks out here are going to go to jail. So at the end of the day, everybody's doing a form of looting, and we got to hold everybody accountable to the same standard. So that's what I'm saying. Let's have a larger conversation so that we can get to a solution. We'll never get to a solution if we only plan, the game of showing criminals. Oh, we want to show a criminal today who did this. Well, in whose eyes is what's deemed a crime? Because I know many politicians and corporations that are committing crimes every day, but they don't get held accountable like these people are.
Well, Jamal, what's clear is that you care about people and you care about Chicago. And
definitely.
So how can that not be appreciated? And that promised land you speak of, we need to get there. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, I don't exactly know what he said, to tell you the truth. I think I know. I'm not exactly sure. I'm curious what you think about it. He kind of went around the question. He didn't directly answer. And if I had more time, I would ask it all over again. But I want to know what you think.